John chapter number 9. I'm sorry, 19. John chapter 19. Well, start in verse number 1. John chapter 19, verse number 1. Just going to read a few verses here, and then we're going to kind of jump around through the Gospels a little bit, and we're going to talk about Pontius Pilate this morning, about people of the cross, judgment in the cross. John chapter 19, verse number 1, the Bible says, "Then Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him. And the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they put on him a purple robe and said, 'Hail, King of the Jews,' and they smote him with their hands. Pilate therefore went forth again and said unto them, 'Behold, I bring him forth to you, that ye may know that I find no fault in him.'" And that's important, that statement there, that "I find no fault in him." "Then came Jesus forth wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe, and Pilate saith unto them, 'Behold the man.' When the chief priests therefore and officers saw him, they cried out, saying, 'Crucify him, crucify him.' Pilate saith unto them, 'Take ye him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him.' The Jews answered him, 'We have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God.' When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he was the more afraid, and went again into the judgment hall, and saith unto Jesus, 'Whence art thou?' But Jesus gave him no answer. Then saith Pilate unto him, 'Speakest thou not unto me? Knowest thou not that I have power to crucify thee, and I have power to release thee?' Jesus answered, 'Thou couldest have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Therefore he that delivered me unto thee hath the greater sin.' And from thenceforth Pilate sought to release him. But the Jews cried out, saying, 'If thou let this man go, thou art not Caesar's friend. Whosoever maketh himself a king speaketh against Caesar.' When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he brought Jesus forth and sat down in the judgment seat in a place that is called the Pavement, but in the Hebrew, Gabbatha. And it was a preparation of the Passover and about the sixth hour. And he saith unto the Jews, 'Behold your king.'" The first time he said, remember what he said. He said, "Behold the man." This second time he says, "Behold your king." Verse 16, "Then delivered he him therefore unto them to be crucified. And they took Jesus and led him away, and he, bearing his cross, went forth into a place called the Place of a Skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him and two other with him on either side, one and Jesus in the midst. And Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, and the writing was, 'Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews.' This title then read many of the Jews, for the place where Jesus was crucified was nigh to the city, and it was written in Hebrew and Greek and Latin. Then said the chief priests of the Jews to Pilate, 'Write not the King of the Jews, but that he said, I am the King of the Jews.' Pilate answered, 'What I have written, I have written.'" And let's pray this morning. Father, thank you for this man, Lord. It's been good for me to study his life just a little bit and to just try to find out about this man. That, Lord, I know our sins put you on the cross, but this man was the one that was instrumental in the final judgment, in the final condemnation. And Lord, help us to learn some things from Pilate this morning. Help us learn some things from his life. Lord, I believe some very valuable truths that are applicable to us today. Thank you for all that you do, Lord, for us. And Lord, guide my words, guide my thoughts this morning. Help me to glorify you as much as I can this morning, God. And thank you for the opportunity to be here. In Jesus' name, amen. We live in a society that has a Matthew chapter 7, verse number 1 philosophy. Everyone wants to tout the "judge not." Don't judge me. Don't be judgmental. Quite honestly, that whole philosophy is not that they are taking that out of context. That is, the fact that we aren't to judge is a non-biblical philosophy. Okay? Now, some of you, as soon as I said that, "Well, you shouldn't judge people," okay? Well, no, quite honestly, the Bible tells us to judge people. Maybe not in so many words, all right? But it does tell us that we are to do that. And I see in Pilate, and I got an illustration. I hope this makes sense to you this morning. But I see in Pilate a man that in some ways did the right thing, okay? Now, that may not come across right to start with, But ultimately, Jesus was going to the cross, okay? Now, if it would have been Pilate, it would have been someone else. But Jesus knew that he had to go to the cross to pay for our sins. And like I said when I prayed, my sin put Jesus on the cross, okay? Our sins put Jesus on the cross. It wasn't Pilate that put Jesus. It wasn't the Roman soldier that nailed. Yes, they physically were in. They were the tool. Let's put it that way. They were the tool that facilitated this. Okay, so, but it really wasn't Pilate that did it. God had this orchestrated. God knew that it was going to happen. But I see in Pilate, I see something very interesting. If we look at what Pilate did, Pilate was in a position of authority, and I tried to study the life of Pilate. I tried to find out, okay, who was this man? And there's not a whole lot of information about his life. After this statement of Pilate, Pilate answered, "What I have written, he disappears. He's no longer mentioned in the Bible. Even from history, if you want to go back to the whole Josephus and all these other Hebrew scholars, he pretty much, they surmise about some different things, but he pretty much disappears, okay? Some people believe that he was actually converted to Christianity, okay? And then died as a martyr. That's, some people believe that. Some people believe he just committed suicide. And some people believed he committed a forced suicide, okay, by request of another emperor, okay? So we don't really know, though. But I do think it's interesting if you start watching Pontius Pilate's, his first initial statements, and then you start watching the statements of Pontius Pilate through, okay, first of all, he just says, well, this is a man. You know, I think he looks at, when he looked at Barabbas and Jesus at the same time, I don't know that he saw a whole lot difference except for the fact that he knew that Jesus was innocent, okay? And I think as a Christian, it is very important for us to take some lessons in the ability to judge properly, okay? To judge properly. Judgment and judging and having, let's use the word discernment, is very, very important for a Christian. Because ultimately, we see Pontius Pilate, he comes to the right conclusion. He looks at the evidence, he asks questions. If you would, Jesus asked, or Pontius Pilate asked Jesus, "Art thou a king?" We read that. Are you a king? All right, and several other times we see where Pontius Pilate is questioning Jesus, and Jesus refuses to answer, okay? And he says, "Thine own rulers and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done?" Pontius Pilate was asking questions. He was investigating. He was trying to figure out the truth, okay? Now, as Christians, it is important for us to figure out the truth. It is not right for us just to automatically look at something and judge something based on that first initial appearance, okay? For instance, now I just brought some clothes, okay? Now, I want you to imagine that we've got three different vehicles sitting up here. We've got a vehicle over here, and we've got a vehicle here in the middle, and we've got a vehicle over there, all right? Now, I'm going to describe. Now, here's our human nature. We jump to conclusions, okay? Now, a lot of conclusions aren't really that far off. You know why? Based on experience, based on things that we've seen, based on things that we know. Knowledge, if you go to the book of Proverbs, there's knowledge, there's understanding, there's wisdom. Knowledge is getting facts. You get facts through your eye gates and your ear gates. So the things you see and the things you hear, that's knowledge. What was Pontius Pilate doing? He was gaining knowledge, okay? He was trying to figure out the facts of the situation. And that's the reason he's asking the scribes and the Pharisees and the Sadducees, why is Jesus here? And they give him a whole laundry list. Well, he said, you're not supposed to give money to Caesar. Did Jesus say that? No. In fact, Jesus said what? Render unto Caesar's that which is Caesar's. Jesus didn't do that. Okay? And Jesus said, well, he said he's a king. All right? Well, okay. He is a king. Amen. The King of Kings. Amen. But their concept, their understanding wasn't there. You know what the Bible, we read, we talked about this when it was, when we talked about the Pharisees. Why did they deliver him up? It was because they did it for envy. The Bible says they did it for envy. And Pilate knew that. The Bible says that Pilate knew that for envy had they delivered him up. Okay? He knew that. That was knowledge. Okay? So let's say we've got the three different vehicles here. All right? Now, all right? Over here, I've got a big 4x4 pickup truck. All right? That's what's over here. Okay? So you mentally with me this morning? All right. 4x4 pickup truck. All right. Here in the middle, I've got, I don't know. Let's say it's an old Monte Carlo with like 24-inch rims on it. Okay. Right here in the middle. All right. You got the mental picture. All right. So we got that in the middle. And then we've just got a nondescript SUV minivan over here. Okay. That's what we've got. All right, so now, based on those vehicles, I've got three pieces of clothing here. All right, I've got a leather jacket. Okay, I've got a flannel shirt, and I've got one of our Blessed Hope polos. Now, based on the three vehicles I just gave you, your mind automatically categorizes these three pieces of clothing. Okay? I'm pretty sure it wasn't this one. Right? The Monte Carlo with the 24-inch rims. You know, and you see somebody, you know, that pulls up, windows are all blacked out, and it pulls up on Operation Occupation. That they're not expecting this guy to get out of the vehicle. They're probably going for their guns at the moment. Right? Okay? Now, there is, and here's the important part about making assumptions and just judging. Because you can't just look at a vehicle and automatically make an assumption. All right? But there's more to it. As you start learning, as you start gaining knowledge, you start categorizing things. Okay? Obviously, I would say that this one is probably over here. So we're going to put this one over here. Okay, this one I'm going to put right here. Okay, so the leather jacket right there. And then the Blessed Hope shirt over here. Okay? Now, would you all fairly agree with me that those would be, if you saw somebody getting out of one of those vehicles, they could very easily be wearing one of those. True. However, I could switch some of these and it wouldn't be wrong. Right? Like, I could switch that one, and it wouldn't be, most of the guys in here have a four-wheel drive pickup truck. So it's not the fact that you can't just, well, that's who that person is. You can't do that. All right? That's not a fair assumption. All right? However, we can, the more you get to know, the more knowledge you gain. Okay, and that's what Pilate was doing. Pilate was trying to figure this out. Pilate was trying to find out, okay, what's the truth here? And he even says later on, when Jesus is talking, after Jesus says, he says, what is truth? Pilate even said that. He said, what is truth? Okay, and we'll talk about that later. But, okay, I've got these three. Now, we've categorized these, but it would be unfair for me to say, make certain assumptions about this person. Okay, for instance, you go to a state park and you go hiking, all right? And you drive into the parking lot, and predominantly the parking lot at the wherever people are going hiking, it's got Subarus and Ford Focuses. Okay? It does. Well, check it out. Subarus especially. All right? You say, Brother Chad, you're just judging people with Subarus. I don't care if you got a Subaru, okay? But you know certain people drive certain vehicles, okay? Honestly, they do. You go to, we just went to Mommy, the riding park the other day. You know, I didn't see a single Subaru at the riding park. You know what it was? Jacked up four-wheel drive pickups pulling toys. Okay? Now, a Subaru is an all-wheel drive vehicle. Wouldn't that make sense that you put a Subaru in an off-road park? No, you don't. They don't do that. That's destroying nature. Okay? So they're not going to do that. Okay, so we've made some assumptions. Now, if Pilate automatically just said, well, you know, he's a Jew. Okay, because Pilate wasn't a Jew. He could be automatically, well, he's a Jew, he's guilty. He's a Jew, he's causing problems. And some of the people that talk about Pilate said he was very impulsive and somewhat insulting to the Jews. Okay. And as the Roman emperor, and you see that in Pilate's dialogue, they had to carefully manipulate the Jews. Because they start bringing in their pagan practices, they could have a serious uprising. Well, that's one of the things that Pilate was afraid of right here. He was afraid there was going to be an uprising. Because there was a tumult made, and so he was like, oh, we got to back off on that one. Okay? So he was afraid of that. Now, we've made these assumptions. All right. Now, I could say, okay, let's get a little more knowledge. Let's get a little more knowledge. So we go to this vehicle over here. All right. And we start the car. And, you know, I think it's very telling. You ought to be careful about what radio station you listen to or what you're listening to, because that's usually what comes up when somebody starts the car. So we go to this one and we start the car. And there's AC/DC playing in the car. Kiss, you know, whatever, Snoop Dogg, whatever. I don't know, whatever. I don't even know. Okay. Now, would that fit with the clothing of the person that got out? And honestly, I mean, there again, I can't judge what they're going to listen to based on the car. But it wouldn't necessarily make sense. Okay. And we go to this one, we turn it on, and there's, you know, Reba McEntire or whoever or whatever your favorite country music singer is, and they're singing the country blues. And you would be kind of puzzled because it doesn't make sense. That doesn't fit, right? You know, they're dressed in all black. They've got, you know, the face looks like they got shot by a nail gun. You know, they got tons of chains hanging off of them. And they're listening to country music, all right? That doesn't really jive, okay? So we could categorize this. The country music guy, right? You know, he's got the, you know, huge belt buckle. You know, hey guys, what's going on? Let's go out and we'll go driving around, see some tunes. Yep. You know, that's that guy. Okay, this one, what's up, dude? You know, I mean, and then there's, you know, us. We're the Bible thumpers, okay? And so you've got, we can categorize, you can categorize even people's music, okay? Now, I hope I'm painting a picture for you of what what people are involved in. But just because somebody is wearing a flannel shirt and drives a four-wheel drive pickup truck doesn't mean that they have to listen to country music. I don't listen to country music. In fact, my radio don't work. I don't listen to any music. All right? I don't listen to that. Just because this guy drives what he drives and wears what he wears doesn't mean that he is for sure going to listen to hard rock or rap music. Okay? And just because, listen, Christian, just because you wear the shirt and you don't drive, you know, well, I'm going to drive some punk car, you know. Just because you do that doesn't mean that you listen to Christian music. You could listen to any of this stuff, okay? But as you start developing knowledge, as you start looking at things, you start making, listen, folks, we start making judgments. Walk into Walmart and look at the first 10 people, and you automatically make assumptions. Somebody's wearing their pajamas still, you know, and it's 10 o'clock in the morning and you're at Walmart. Your initial assumption isn't, oh yeah, they're an upstanding blue-collar worker. That's not your first assumption, right? Okay, we all do that. And that is important that we do that. Why? Because remember what I said earlier. What did we start with? What was the first thing we started with? A vehicle, right? We started with a vehicle. Now, hold with me. So now we, okay, well, Brother Chad, you're still just judging these people. I mean, that's just not fair to assume certain things. Okay? All right, now, so we looked at what they drove. We looked at what they're wearing. And then you start talking to them. And like I said, I mean, this one, you know, he's got the whole chew thing and he's slurring. And quite honestly, he's using some expletives in his general conversation talking, okay? And everybody that is in the work world, I mean, he's a good old boy. I mean, he just is. He's a good old boy. But he's not necessarily a saved boy. There's a big difference. Thank God we live in an area that has a lot of the good old boys, all right? We don't really have this. There's some wannabes. That drive through Jacksonville, they don't have the really nice Monte Carlo. They've got, you know, the beater Taurus that's falling apart, okay? But they've got a really nice sound system, all right? And you pull up behind them I used to do this when I had my other truck, but you pull up beside them and, you know, the whole car is just like vibrating, but their license plate is barely attached, so it's like starting to fall off. And then when I had my other diesel truck, it was pretty loud. Not like this one. So you pull up beside him, and then you just hammer it all the way. And then you're blowing black smoke, and because their windows don't work either. They wish they had the tinted windows like this guy does. They don't. So they have to roll their windows down, and you just blow smoke everywhere. you know. So we have the wannabes here, all right? And then, so we've got all of these different, you know what we do? We've made these judgments. We've made assumptions, okay? But you start listening, like I said, you start listening to him talking. And listen, folks, your speech, Bible said about Peter, thy speech bewrayeth thee. Our speech as a Christian, okay? I can dress, now, here again, I think as a Christian, I may wear a flannel shirt, but you can look sloppy or you can look sharp and well-dressed. Now, I wear pants that sometimes have holes in them. Why? Because I wear my pants out. But I don't buy my pants that way. That's this guy right here. All right? All right? That one wears holes in his pants. This one buys them already pre-worn. Okay? And so we've got all of these different, but you start listening to that guy talking, and you can tell pretty quick about a person by the way they talk. This guy is absolutely, I mean, there's F words everywhere, blank this, it's filthy, the way they talk. Why? Think about the music they listen to. What is it about? Killing police, immoral lifestyle. Okay, so what they're putting in is coming back out. Same good thing with that guy, okay? It may be the country music, and he's talking about his tractor putting down the road 5 miles an hour or whatever, his lost dog and his wife that's, you know, three times removed. But he's still putting something in, and what's the result? There's stuff coming out. You know what ought to happen when you talk to a Christian? It ought to be very clear by the things that are said. For out of the abundance of the heart, the what? Mouth speaketh. So what's inside is going to come out. All right? And you start, listen, you can't listen to that junk. You can't put that junk in and expect everything to come out to be, you know, oh, I'm a Christian. Okay, you talk to somebody long enough and you can figure out if what they believe is real or if it's just a Sunday morning thing. Okay? So, we've talked about And the vehicle is just, we're going somewhere with that. But we've talked about what they wear. We've talked about the way they speak. Okay? Look at what they're, look at the habits that they have. Think about habits. What kind of habits do they have? Right? This guy may have a four-wheel drive truck. Is anything wrong with that? No. He may wear flannel and be a good old boy. Is there anything wrong with that? No. Okay? That could be this guy over here. All right? Listen, that's why it's important as Christians that we speak properly. We present ourselves properly. Why? Because whether the world wants to say so or not, they're judging all the time. They're judging. They're making assumptions. They're processing things. And whether they will listen to you when you present the gospel could very well come back to the fact of, do they talk like a Christian all the time or just sometimes? If they're making jokes over here or here, filthy jokes, why would they listen to you when you try to invite them to church? Because why? They've already made some assumptions. They've already made some judgment. You know what Pilate did? Pilate listened to the things that Jesus said. Right? Pilate saw that honestly the Pharisees had delivered him up for envy's sake. He understood. And this is a huge, huge part. I believe that understanding is something that we lack a lot as Christians. Okay? Because we see it. We see all this. You know, that guy's got, you know, he may be a great guy, but he's got, you know, a Budweiser sitting in his cup holder. Well, that's, you know, yeah, I know. He's just, he's a good friend of mine, but and he's got some bad habits, I know. But he's a really good guy. Okay, all right. This guy, this is kind of out of my realm right here. You know, maybe the drugs, the alcohol, the, you know, immoral relationship. You know, every time you see him, he's got a different girl. You know, I don't. So we've made assumptions, and then you've got the guy over here that he's trying to live a Christian life. He does it at the workplace. He's just as much a Christian at the work. Yeah, he's maybe dressed in work clothes, but he's just as much a Christian at the workplace as he is at church. He walked with God that morning before he went to the wherever to work. He walked with God. And that is evident. Well, the world judges these things. We, as Christians, should judge these things. Because here's the deal. You've got all this. You've got all this, right? Okay, now we've got the vehicle. Okay, we've got the clothes. We talked about the music. We talked about the things they say. What about where they're going? Well, Brother Chad, that don't matter. Yeah, that matters. It matters a lot where they're going. Because he's driving his truck, he's driving his car, and he's driving his SUV. And here's the difference. All what we've talked about so far is just knowledge. You're just observing, you're watching, you're gaining knowledge. Pontius Pilate did that up to this point. And Pontius Pilate came to a conclusion. The Bible says, I find no fault in him. Quite honestly, Pontius Pilate came to the correct verdict. He did. I don't see anything wrong with him. He's innocent. Guilt free. He has done nothing wrong. And you know what? He was 100% right. 100% right. But at some point, His understanding, yes, he understood the situation. Yes, he understood the whole dynamics of it. But he allowed peer pressure. He allowed pressure from the outside to make him change his decision. Okay? Because the truth of the matter is, folks, once you have, all of us, you're standing here. We talked about the three vehicles. Let me ask you a question. Which one are you getting in? Which vehicle are you getting in? Well, I'm not driving. I know. That's the scary part. Because wherever that guy goes, you go with him. Wherever this guy goes, you go with him. Wherever that guy goes, I told this to the Bible Club kids a couple years ago when we taught through all this, not necessarily about Pontius Pilate, but we taught through, listen, you have to make a decision which vehicle you're getting in. You got to gain the knowledge, but you have to have the understanding to look and say, is he going a place? He hasn't been there yet. Would he go a place that I want to go? Would he go a place that I want to go? Would he go a place that I want to go? Understanding is be able to separate mentally, take apart everything and say, okay, this is what this person is. This is what this person talks about. Do I want to be stuck on a 4-hour road trip that I don't know where we're going, listening to his music and listening to him talk? Okay. Do I want to be stuck on a 4-hour road trip with this guy, listening to his music, listening to him talk, and I don't know where we're going? Well, Brother Chad, but you're just judging those people. No, I'm concerned about where I'm going. I'm concerned about the end result. You know the problem with Pilate was? He had the right understanding. He had all the right conclusions. But he made the wrong decision. You know, ultimately, Pilate knew exactly the right thing to do. But he chose the wrong vehicle to get into. And because of that, he ended up at the wrong spot. Why? Because he chose the wrong. Listen, you can make all the right assumptions. You can make all the right, you can make all the right judgments in life. But you make the wrong, but everyone else is getting in that one. You know, peer pressure, I think, is probably, Albert Einstein said, compounding interest is the most powerful force in the world. I'd say peer pressure is right up there with it. You know how hard it is to do what's right when everyone else is doing what's wrong? You know what Pilate felt? Pilate fell victim to this. Listen, at work, okay, I am blessed. I work here. I work in the community, and I can pick my jobs. What I don't work here, I pick whatever I want, and I am pretty picky. Okay? I've got more work than what I could possibly think about getting done. You know what I can do? I'm too busy. Sorry. You know what I do? You know what that is? I'm picking my jobs. Why? Because I'm trying to look ahead and see where this job could end me up. That was bad English. End me up. Sorry. But I'm trying to see the inroad of that. And if we're not careful, we develop friendships, we develop things, and habits, and those things start pushing us towards making, we know, you were taught this stuff in Sunday school. You know right from wrong. We all do. Right from wrong is it's most right and wrong stuff is black and white. It really is. There's not as much gray as people want. And it's like Pastor says, if you're given the choice of, let's say black, gray, or white, why wouldn't you just go ahead and choose white? Why do we have to choose the gray? Well, that's a gray area. What's the white area? What's the white area involved in that? Wouldn't it just be good idea to just go ahead and choose that? Yeah, but they don't look like they're going to have as much fun. At what expense? I would love, and I've got a couple guys. We had coon hunters behind our house 2 nights ago. And, you hear they treat a coon. My wife doesn't want a coon dog. Part of me wants a coon dog. But I don't have time to go with it. So my theory is I'll just let somebody else pay for the expensive coon dog, pay for the dog food, and I'll just hitch a ride every once in a while, right? But here's the truth of the matter. If I take my son with me, all right, you know what? Not all of them. There's some great guys out there. You know what a lot of them are? That. They are. And that's just the truth of the matter. That's the life they live. That's who they are. Here we are, folks. Here's the dad decision. Could I get in the vehicle and just kind of brush off the country music that's playing and the the whatever, yeah, I could do that, or I, you know. But if I'm taking my son with me, do I want to put him in that situation where I can't guarantee what that guy's going to say? And he may apologize. Oh man, and most of them do. They're man, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. And they are. But that doesn't change the fact that it was said. I would love to go take him out. Micah wants a coonskin cap, and we're going to work on that this year. We're going to kill a couple coons and tan them and make a coonskin cap. He wants a coonskin cap, so we're going to work on that. But why would I go? Why would I have to, as a father, I have to make proper judgments? Why? Because once I get in the vehicle, here we go. I can't dictate everything that they say. I can't dictate all that goes on. Okay? And there's probably some great guys out there that, you know, I'm not saying coon hunters are bad. There's some great coon hunters out there. Okay? Great guys. But you just got to be careful, folks. Listen, as a father, I have to be careful about, is this bad? Okay, the TV. Listen, folks, the television is the worst vehicle ever. Well, this show's not that bad. Listen, you know what you're doing? You know what Hollywood does? Okay, they present a semi, half this and half that at the beginning of the season. Listen to me. You know what happens? By midway of the season of whatever show you're watching, there's very little of that, and there's a lot more of that. By the time you get to the end or the next season, there's none of that, and there's this. You know what they've done? They've got you in the vehicle, and now you're on a journey. You realize how much, well, if somebody came into this building, and in front of everybody started shooting people, and doing illicit drugs and having immoral relationships, and you would all be mortified. But we'll go home and flip on the TV and go in the vehicle. Take a ride in the vehicle. And we sit there desensitized to all of that. Okay? My kids was listening to something. Yeah, we was working on a house yesterday. My kids were listening to something. It was probably some innocent, I don't remember what it was, some fireman cartoon deal. And I was listening to it, and I heard one of the kids say something disrespectful to, they portrayed the mother as a bossy, nah, 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 nah. All right? Everybody knows Charlie Brown, right? What does the teacher say? Well, brother, yeah, that's just Charlie Brown. What are they teaching the kids? What do you listen? What is your teacher saying when your teacher's talking to you? Brother Chad, that's silly. That's little. I know it's little. But you see what I'm talking about? How the vehicle can take you places that you never thought you would go. Okay? And you know what is important? As pilot, you know what Pilate did? He made all the right assumptions. He made all the right, in his mind, the judgments. But at the end of the day, he still got in the wrong vehicle. We don't know anything about it. I don't know. Maybe Pilate got saved. Maybe that whole, I have written what I've written. He's the king of the Jews. Maybe Pilate in his heart made Jesus the king of his life. I don't know. I guess heaven will tell us the truth there. But he still, and I know Jesus was going to the cross anyway, but he still made the wrong decision. His wife even came to him. His wife came to him and said, have no dealings with this. This night I have suffered many things because of him. She knew. She knew. But you know what? He's like, no, I'm the ruler. I'm Pilate, the prefect. I'm making the decisions. And he condemned an innocent man to die. All right? Let's be careful, folks, that yes, it is important. The Bible talks about understanding. I wrote some verses down. I got to get going. Go to Proverbs. I'm going to flip to one. I want to show you. Proverbs chapter number 2. I'll get there quickly, I promise. Maybe. Proverbs chapter 2. Let's see. I wrote it down. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 11. The Bible says, "Discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee, to deliver thee from the what? Way. The path of the evil man." How do people get on the wrong path? Not having discretion, not looking, and not having understanding. Where does the path of this man lead? Where does the path of that man lead? Where does the path of that man lead? All right, I know which vehicle I'm getting into. Okay? God wants us to be wise. God wants us to have discernment. God wants us to have understanding. But don't get all of that stuff, okay? And what's wisdom, Brother Chad? Wisdom is picking the right vehicle. You gain all the knowledge, look at all the facts of your whoever you're involved with. You gain the understanding of where that's going to end. But ultimately, wisdom is saying, all right, I'm getting in his vehicle. Okay? That's what wisdom is. It's basing our decisions on the Bible, on God's word, not on the culture, not on whatever's going on. The Bible. What is truth? Right here. This, Pilate, is truth. Let's pray. Father, thank you for all that you do. Lord, help us to listen to your Holy Spirit as you talk to us, convict us, God, about different things. God, I pray that we would be wise as serpents, harmless as doves. God, give us discernment, give us understanding. Help us to be able to see the truth, Lord, and not just see the truth, but Lord, help us to base all of our decisions on that truth. And Lord, help us to help us just be wise. Help us to be a good example of the truth. Thank you for all that you do. In Jesus' name, amen.